All at once, I remembered something very important. Coyotes always avoid people. Yet here they were in the middle of camp. Why? Because they were burning up with thirst and had come looking for water. Wait, stop. There's one last thing we need to discuss. I took a gulp of air and tried to keep my knees from knocking together. If you guys didn't find the root beer deposits, that means you haven't had a drink all day, right? What about your boom boom thirsty? They didn't answer, but I could see it in their eyes. I was right. I had hit the nail right on the donkey. I plunged on. Guys, I'll give you my bone, but I must tell you that it's old and crumbly. If you tried to eat it with a dry mouth, you'd be disappointed. No kidding. I mean, let's go back to our example of the dry cornbread. Honk, not talk about corny gumbo bread. Snort, I'm telling you this for your own good. I turned to his brother, who... Have we ever mentioned that Rip's eyes always seemed to be about half-crossed? They were. Rip, this will be the best bone of your life. Do you want to eat it with a dry mouth? Rip licked his dry lips and shook his head.
Uh-uh.
Well, there you are. It happens that we have a pan of fresh water here in camp, but it's not mine to give away. I'd have to talk to my boss. I mean, if you want a drink. Snort lumbered up in my face.
Snort got plenty, boss.
He showed me two rows of bear trap teeth. Yikes, good point.
Honk, find water pretty quick, and not talk hooey about root beer.
I tried to hide my excitement. Hey, this plan seemed to be working. With a coyote escort on each side, they weren't taking any chances. I made my way over to the spot where Slim had left his handy-dandy cowboy wasp trap. Okay, fellas, there it is. Help yourself, but I have one request. Please don't drink it all. I'm kind of thirsty myself. The brothers roared with laughter, as if to say that where I was going, I wouldn't need a drink. They shoved me out of the way and started laughing. I held my breath and watched. Uh-oh. After about 10 laps, Snort raised his head and spit something out of his mouth.
Oh, water got full of wasps.
Wasps? Oh, well, maybe you'd better not drink it. Snort gave me a sour look and started beating his chest.
Snort, not even little bitty scared of wasps. Eat wasps like candy, oh boy.
Well, whatever you think. They went back to laughing. Then, Snort raised his head again and curled his lip.
Water got funny taste.
Oops, he tasted the soap. I had to act fast. Oh, I forgot to mention that it's a little bit muddy. You probably won't like it, so
honk shut trap. Rip and Snort not scared of mud. Drink muddy water like root beer. Ho, ho!
They stuck their heads back into the pan and started laughing again. I watched and waited. How long would it take the soap to do its work? I had a feeling that we would see some pretty dramatic results, and it wouldn't take long. I was right. The brothers drank so much and so fast, their bellies were dragging the ground. They licked the bottom of the pan and ate all the dead wasps. Then they raised their heads and unleashed loud grunts of cannibal satisfaction.
Now, brothers, eat trenchant bone. Oh, boy.